Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider, leads off hour number three of the show. Sam Paniatovich, also in hour number three. Power hour, final hour. As a reminder again, all our bets for tonight. Panthers and the Texans, side, total, and propagone preach. The pool of props is expansive. I got a couple that I really, really like, and then a bunch we can have open for discussion. So okay. I'm pumped to get into this here tonight, later, with the pool of props, power hour, final hour of the show. We'll get to Nicky football here momentarily with some picks for soccer this weekend. I had promised to have a shorter card, and I have fallen short of that promise because there are a bunch of games that I like this weekend.
I don't think anybody minds. Prem. I think we're all good. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to win more.
Yeah, but just be you, you know? It's all about being you.
Well, yeah, sure. I'd also like to win. I'd also like to win some of these. Like, I need, like, I've got... One, two, three. I've got five plays this week. I'd like to go like 4-1. Like I'm scuffling right now. Like 2-2.
Why would you like to go 5-0?
2-1.
I'd like to go 4-1.
Well, I'd like to go 5-0, but you know what? That's hard to do. So like I would sign up. I'd sign up for 3-2. Like some kind of winning week this week I would like. I don't want to go 2-1. I don't want any of that nonsense. I would like to have like a really good week this week. That's what I want.
Are we playing a lot of like -110, like, you know, totals and stuff, or what are we doing?
Yeah, I like mostly totals this week, and I have one underdog price of more than 2-1 to win a game outright.
Is Leeds United on this list?
Yeah, duh.
Okay. Well, we know that's a win, so let's go 3-1 on the rest.
Yeah, I mean, is it? There were 38 shots in the game last week. Right. We played them against Newcastle, and it was 1-1.
I was doing Lochmas and you just like interrupted to be like, there's been 38 shots.
Like someone tweeted me like there's been 37 shots. Then I went to actually check and I saw actually it wasn't 37. It was 38. And it's like really like 1-1 with 38 shots on goal. Like how is that possible?
That's like that's like Chargers Cowboys going under the total. Honestly, that was like, what did I text you? What was it? 17-11 or 14-11 with like 13 minutes to go in the second quarter. And there were like 6 points scored from that point forward. And then three, the Cowboys obviously kicked the field goal right at the end. Like improbable, honestly, given how the way the game played out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Someone sent me, someone well known in the sports media who shall remain nameless. This sounds like a humble brag and I didn't intend for it to be, but like someone who shall remain nameless sent me a DM on Sunday morning and the DM literally read, "How does Cowboys Chargers ever go under?" And I said, Mike McCarthy, conservative. Chargers can't score in the red zone. Lo and behold, yada, 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 20-17 finals.
Right, yada, 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 and under by 18 points. Yeah.
Okay, so before we get to Nikki football here, it's Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. And in addition to, like, the radio interviews that I have on Friday, that Ken has on Friday, in addition to the four-hour You Better You Bet with our massive picks extravaganza for week number three, I also have on Fridays every week my haircut.
Oh, that's
and tomorrow,
right.
And tomorrow I will be asking my guy Richie to buzz my entire beard off, which is pretty long right now. It's not like super duper long, but I mean, it's pretty long right now and it can get scraggly. Right. So I'm taking it down to like stubble. So I'm going to look different on the show tomorrow. Not like radically different, but I mean, you'll get to see my face for like, I've had a beard basically for the last year straight. So Ken, the question is now for you, because you agreed earlier in the week that you and I are basically going in reverse, where I will be buzzing my beard off and you will be growing one until Halloween. So you look like clean, like pretty clean shaven right now, like smooth as a baby's bottom. So
know,
when
I
is
do.
The,
and I didn't even shave today. I shaved yesterday. That's the worst
so
part.
So when is the last shave, the last clean shave for you?
We'll have it be tomorrow morning. So like, well, I'll come on the show. Cause I can't like reverse you in one day. Like you're like going to have your guys shave your beard. I can't come on and wear like a fake beard basically. I mean, like the shoe is on the other foot. I just, you know, there's no real way to do it correctly. So, we're just going to start from tomorrow morning. That'll be the last shave until Halloween. Or we can say Halloween weekend. Cause I think Halloween's on like a Monday or something. I forget.
Saturday.
So the 30th, like that night, I'll probably that Friday night. So whatever that, so Friday to Friday, what is that? 5 weeks basically.
Yeah.
5 weeks. So 5 weeks and we'll see. And like, you're going to be like, well, how is it? You might be like, well, how's it going to look? Like, is it going to look okay? I have no idea what it's going to look.
When was the last time you had one? Thing.
Like 5 years, maybe.
So it's been like 5 years since you had a beard like that. And like, it looked terrible.
Or have like anything remotely grown out. And it, I didn't even like let it go that long. Like I let it go for as long as this one will go for. But
so like the long, like what's the longest you've gone like without shaving in the last like 5 or 10 years?
Well, I mean, that was the longest, but then the next longest is probably like maybe a week.
A week. That's great. I haven't shaved
this
my face.
This
in
thing
over
might
a year.
Be patchy and gross and it might, or it might be amazing. Could be both of those things. We have no idea. Extreme outcomes. That's what we're all about here on the show.
Rick, if you had to guess as to whether Ken's beard will be awful or awesome, what would you say? What would your guess be? Awful.
If I wanted to be Ken, should I like just say something in the middle? If I wanted to Ken, I would be like, well, you know, I could see it being really great or it could be pretty bad. But, you know, I tend to think it'll be somewhere in the middle.
Well, no, we do. I say I lean awful.
But I also kind of
like, but I also kind of like
lean
awesome.
Awful. Yeah. Right. Well, that would be like that would be like the gambling Twitter, like lean awful, right. But also lean awesome.
But
so
also
way,
a lot of stuff supporting awesome. A lot of historical trends got a lot of stuff on awesome. Yep.
There's like the ranges between Cody Decker and Team America. I like that's if that's what we're saying the two polar ends are. Like I think you'll probably I'll give you a slightly towards the Cody Decker end.
So we like Cody Decker's beard.
Oh yeah.
Can I be honest? I feel like my beard's better than Cody's. I'm being serious.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I mean it though. Like I really think my beard is better than Cody's. I actually do.
Congrats to Cody. On the second best beard on
like,
the
like, now listen, Cody would kick my ass. He's like, he's got bigger arms than I do. Like, I'm not saying anything about that. I feel like my beard is better than Cody's, though.
I mean, honestly, like, I'm so used to it. Tomorrow's going to be weird, man. So basically, it was since the Austin Powers Halloween party 2 years ago. That's the last time
that's
that
right.
I've seen like that. Because the COVID
right.
time, just the show was kind of messed up.
And when we started You Better You Bet in 2019, season one of You Better You Bet, I believe I was clean shaven at the start of that. And then that's when I like started growing my beard. It was right at the beginning
of 2019. Really? I don't even remember that. Remember we used to do those things where like Tyler would zoom in on your head? Because like, it'd be like, oh, your hair is really cool. And the camera would just zoom in on the top of it.
Well, I have to be honest, man. I really like... I was more involved in herbal remedies at that point, so I really don't remember a lot of it.
Right, there was a lot going on. There was really a lot going on. You were playing a lot of video games probably at that, but it was probably a lot of stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not true. I wish it were. Really wish it were. That is actually not true.
Well,
but
tomorrow,
the other part
tomorrow,
of it is definitely
a new chapter
true.
Begins. A new chapter begins tomorrow. So for last shave for me, first shave for Nick.
Yeah, I'm not going to shave. I'm going to have something.
Well,
but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right, Bill, what about you? What's the thought on Ken here and the beard going to look bad or good?
I'm really rooting for Ken because when he described the
that sounds incredibly pessimistic.
Yes, it does. No,
I hope it's not
because
that bad.
When you described the way it comes in, it sounds a lot like mine. I have thick goatee and neck beard, and then very little cheeks. So even like when I'm growing my beard out, people go, "What are you going goatee?" I'm like, "No, I'm not trying."
No, it's still there. It's still there. That's just shorter. Yeah.
So I'm hoping, I'm rooting for you. But I'm rooting for the Phillies to make the playoffs too, and
and I'm rooting
both
for the Yankees.
Are disappoint you.
Am I going to look like a jerk with no beard? Like that's kind of like what I'm thinking here. Like when I come on here, it's going to be like, oh my god, like what
do
did I do?
Look like jerks? Does that happen, or are you just a jerk? What's the difference?
I have jerk tendencies for sure.
Right.
I don't know if I am a jerk. But
right. Exactly.
Oh, they're fully stocked.
You're their all-time bestseller, right?
I wonder, like. Like, who wrote that? Like, Larry David or right. Seinfeld? And, like, when they wrote it, they were like, this is the most genius thing ever written.
What's the entire episode to zing a guy? And then he comes back with, what's the difference? You're their all-time bestseller.
And everyone erupts.
And everyone
and then Jason Alexander does that thing where he's like, no! So great.
Oh, love it. Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm excited for this, honestly. Even if it could look terrible, we're going to have the combination of...
New hats?
The beard challenge and hats, which are apparently about to fly into this P.O. box in the next like week or so. My wife's going to go check it early next week and we'll see what we got to work with. Probably not Monday, but early next week we'll start to rotate them in, hopefully.
Okay. P.O. box better than a B.O. box, by the way. Just saying.
The box power rankings, I think that's correct.
You know, let's just move on. Let's get some soccer picks for the weekend and board the flight to jolly old England.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nicky Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
Yeah, like, if we thought like Paulie and Vinny from Jersey Shore were going to take any of the songs we use on the show, like the strong favorite. They chose the Dome
DJ Paulie Del Vecchio.
Which is weird, yeah. It feels like he would like a beat more like this. All right, we'll race through the soccer bets here. We're going to start with the rematch of the Champions League final. Huge, huge game early in the season in the Premier League. Chelsea hosting Manchester City. Total in this game is 2.5. And we're going to play the under because I feel like this is going to play out very similar to the way the Champions League final did, where Chelsea boa constricted Manchester City, won that game by a 1-0 final score. Could have really finished 2-0 if Christian Pulisic didn't miss one in the second half, but it was a 1-0 score line here. Chelsea's ahead of Manchester City in the table. I think Chelsea's going to play a really cagey, like tactical defensive game here that's going to be engineered towards like a 1-0 final, like in their favor potentially here. So I think Chelsea draw no bet is probably worth a look as well. But my preferred play here is under 2.5 Chelsea and Manchester City. And if you're on the Asian handicap, under 2 and 2.5 works as well. Obviously, we'd prefer to get under 2.5. To Manchester United and Aston Villa. Did a little more work on this game. When I talked about it earlier in the week, I was like, maybe I like Villa here plus 1 and 1.5. I think what I feel more confident in now is the over, where I think United's going to score a couple times. Ronaldo's probably going to score in this game, but I like Aston Villa to be able to score in this game as well. So I think we're going to see at least 3 goals scored in this game. So I want to go over 2.5 and 3 on the Asian handicap with Cristiano Ronaldo and Manchester United and the Jack Grealish-less Aston Villa. We can talk about this game with Josh Norris coming up next. Josh is a big Aston Villa fan. Leeds, West Ham. You know what we do with Leeds games. We bet the over, and sometimes we lose, and sometimes we win. Hopefully this will be a winner as Leeds takes on West Ham over 2.5 and over 3. If you need rationale here, listen to any of the other segments we've done over the course of the last 6 weeks. And the final bet, bit of a long shot here. Tottenham Hotspur plus 225 on Sunday at their rival, Arsenal. Arsenal have won 2 straight. Tottenham have lost 2 straight. I don't care. Tottenham's got a lot more talent, especially up front. I'm not a believer in Mikel Arteta. I'm not a believer in Arsenal. So I'm going to take Tottenham Hotspur. A bit of a shot here. If you don't want to play a full unit on this, half a unit, Tottenham plus 225 on the road at Arsenal on Sunday. So Chelsea, Man City under, United Villa over, Leeds, West Ham over, and Tottenham plus 225 at Arsenal. 2 hours down, 2 more to go on You Better You Bet. Power hour, final hour. Coming up next hour, though, Sam Panayotovich and Josh Norris kicks it off. Odyssey Sports, Fantasy Football Insider.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.